Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Year 4 of the Josh Heupel era is set to begin this fall, and all sights are set in Knoxville on a college football playoff appearance. And as we take a look at Tennessee's schedule, a schedule that I certainly would not call easy. There's no such thing as an easy schedule in the SEC. But dare I say it's manageable. And dare I say there is a path for Rocky Top to get to double-digit wins and make an appearance in a college football playoff. But with that being said, there are some roadblocks. There are some traps in this schedule. And there is a key three-game stretch that I believe is going to go a long way in shaping who this Nico Iamaliava-led team is in 2024. So, guys, with that being said, let's pull up Tennessee's schedule here. And the beautiful thing about this conversation, guys, there really are no right or wrong answers, right? Because especially on an SEC schedule, there are a number of different pockets of games that'll go a long way in determining who you are and really truly could make or break your season, right? You could argue it's out the gate. I know you've got Chattanooga and Kent State in weeks 1 and 3, but that game against NC State in week 2, it's quite important. How about the SEC play getting started September 21st at Oklahoma, at Arkansas, and then you've got the Florida Gators? How about later in this season. When you've got the Kentucky Wildcats coming to Neyland, Mississippi State the following week, and then, of course, at Georgia, which is going to be a great litmus test of what you are and who you are in this 2024 season. But, guys, the pocket of games that I look at, again, you got the brand-new quarterback in Nico Iamaleava taking over the reins. The offense should be electric, and I think Tennessee's got one of the best front sevens, and not just the SEC, but all of college football. So I really, truly do look at Tennessee, and this is one of the beautiful things about an expanded college football playoff, right? This time last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it might be, we'd be talking about Tennessee. Okay, well, can they get to double-digit wins and just have a nice season, right? Now, all of a sudden, we're talking about Tennessee. Can they get to double-digit wins and make a 12-team college football playoff? Because, guys, I know you would agree with me. You win double-digit games in the SEC, you're getting in that playoff, right? And so when you look at this schedule, there are a number of ways you can go with this. But there is a stretch of three games that I really, truly do feel is going to help define who this Tennessee football team is in year four of Josh Heupel. And it's that stretch from October the 5th to October the 19th. That three-game stretch to kick off the month of October, and it is the entire month of October because, of course, Tennessee has a bye week in the final weekend of the month. So the month of October for Tennessee, at Arkansas, Florida at home, and Alabama at home. Okay? I mentioned at Arkansas, this is a game Tennessee should win, but it's a tricky game, no doubt. There's a bye week before this one, which helps Rocky Top, but you're coming off that Oklahoma game. This is one I think, guys, could be tricky. Talen Green, Bobby Petrino, who knows what Arkansas is going to be? They're going to have nothing to lose. They're going to be a big underdog in this one, right? So, being able to go on the road, weather the storm. The next two games are really why this one for me, guys, is the key three-game stretch. Here's the beautiful thing. In a 12-team college football playoff world, you can afford to lose a game or two, and you're still going to get in the SEC. So you've got Georgia later in the year. Let's just go ahead and say that's a loss. That game's in Athens as well. Going to be really, really tough. Let's say that's a loss. So you've still got some wiggle room, but not a lot of wiggle room, right? Also, with these way too early spreads that came out, you're an underdog at Oklahoma, which I thought was wildly interesting. So this three-game stretch, you've got Arkansas, a game you should win. You've got Florida at home. And I know we all expect Florida, or at least most of us do, to not be very good, right? They're dysfunctional. They've got issues. Who knows how long Billy Napier is going to last? Is he the head coach at this point? Honestly, you could debate that. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. But you look at this series, guys, against Florida. I mean, it's crazy. They've only beaten Florida in Knoxville, I believe, twice since 2005. We all know the struggles in the swamp, but little did we know just how severe the struggles have been on Rocky Top as well. So This is always a tough game. The Tennessee-Florida game, it never disappoints. And especially after last year where Florida beat Tennessee in the swamp, the Vols are going to want their revenge. But still, this is a tricky game. I know this is one Tennessee fans look at this game, and it doesn't matter how bad Florida is. You look at this game like, man, just got to get past the Gators. Just give us a one-point win. Does not matter. Find a way in that rivalry game. And then the following week, you've got the Alabama Crimson Tide. And this is a game at Neyland Stadium. We all remember what happened last time. Alabama came to Knoxville, the 52-49 game. One of the greatest SEC football games we've ever seen in the history of the league. This is a game, guys. You take care of Arkansas. You take care of Florida. I mean, Tennessee very well could be undefeated at this point. They very well could. If you can win that game in Norman, then Arkansas and Florida, you're going to be expected to win both. We could be talking about a 6-0 Tennessee team taking on Alabama at home. Brand new head coach in Kalen DeBoer. Still one of the best rosters in college football, but still, what's Alabama going to be? So, when it comes to college football, playoff, getting to double-digit wins, I think this is the three-game stretch. This is the three-game stretch for Tennessee. You go 2-1? If you go 1-2, it's off the rails, right? It's wait till next year mode in Knoxville. You go 2-1, I think you're still on the path. You go 3-0, and Tennessee's going to kick the door down in regards to, hey, we're here, we're a college football playoff contender. And at that point, guys, Nico Iamaliava is probably a Heisman Trophy contender. We're probably talking about Nico as a guy who was in the race for the Heisman. If he is having that type of year, if Tennessee is having that type of year. So, my key three-game stretch here, guys, for Tennessee. Saturday, October the 5th at Arkansas. October the 12th against Florida. And October the 19th against Bama. I feel that is the key three-game stretch that will help define who Tennessee football is in 2024. So when you look at the schedule, because again, there's a number of different ways you can go. When you look at the schedule, do you agree? Do you disagree? What's the key three-game stretch in your mind? That most important three-game stretch that you feel will define year four of the Josh Heupel era on Rocky Top.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.